The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. We're in the middle of the Hebrew holiday Yom Kippur. Sunset yesterday to sunset today. So we'll review how that applies to Christians. Plus, also, eventually we're going to be introducing spoon speak. I'm not going to tell you anything more than that. And a simple review of the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. It's 10 numbers. I know they're brutal, but you can do it. You can do it. 972-445-0770. I mean, even the Dallas Stars won in overtime, just making that point. Any topic is open for a conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. In honor of having Clint on yesterday, let's have him as our opening person for sponsorship. This will be Clint from Mr. Restore.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
Fire and water damage cleanup, sewage removal, other restoration services in Dallas, Texas, and in the surrounding areas all over the place, like Fort Worth, like Grapevine, like Denton, all over. Mr. Restore. All right. MrRestore.com. Clint did a fantastic job yesterday. And so we have, one of the things that he brought up was the Adaptive Training Foundation. We actually put a link already on davidspoonmedia.com just so you can get more information about this ministry he was talking about. He showed me videos after the show about these rehabilitations that are taking place for these soldiers who have one, two, three, or four limbs missing. The videos are absolutely incredible. I encourage you to check that out. It's got nothing to do with business. I'm just encouraging you to check it out. You can pray over it. You can pray for them. They're helping people kind of find hope using the gospel as the pinpoint and using physical training to help them get up and get moving. I love that. Anyway, let's get to Mr. Restore because they do pay for the time. The bottom line is that they do 24/7 emergency service. They're on site within 60 minutes, family owned and operated, 50 years plus in the restoration experience business, A-plus rating with the BBB, works with all insurance companies. Bottom line is if you have something go on at your house, or if you're a realtor and you have something go on in the real estate realm in the houses you know, then you have somebody to contact who will do the absolute best for you. He sat here and he said, we're not the cheapest. We don't go by the cheapest. We do the best possible work. That's quality. Quality being the key. MrRestore.com. That's MrRestore.com. Their number, 877-631-7576. 877-631-7576. I don't know if Jim is listening, but I'll give you a shout-out tomorrow if you are. That's all I can say. A couple things I do want to cover. Sally Kirkwood. Did you know who Sally Kirkwood? Do you remember that name? Can't hear. There you go.
No.
Okay. Sally's the gal that wrote a letter to us and returned the cold thing that she had won. Anyway, she's a spry 88 years old, and she wrote us a letter, and it took me like forever to write back, and the reason is because I can't write. I had to wait for my wife to have the available time so I could dictate.
Apparently you can't read either because you always ask me what I wrote. What's that say? That's an A.
Yeah. I mean, I'm so bad. It's just that terrible. And I look at it and I go, I know it means something. I just don't know what. That's the key. All right. So anyway, Sally, just to let you know, I did write back. I have the letter right here in my hand. In fact, I can even have Wonder Julie just looking confirmed. It is here in my hand right here.
I see it.
Okay. Just making sure. And I wanted to let everybody know that I'm sending you back the letter. I wanted to let you know how much I appreciate you listening to the show. See, people from 18 to 88 listen to the show. Wow, that's a huge range, isn't it? I'll check with one more thing we wanted to do, and then I'll let her go. There's so many holidays today. Did you pick up on any of them? There's so many. It's just
no, okay. I'm useless today.
Okay. You're never useless. Get out of here. All right. The two holidays I'm going to bring up, we're going to talk about Yom Kippur in a second, so that'll be separate. But the two big holidays are Moldy Cheese Day.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know what that – isn't all cheese kind of moldy, though? In the, I mean, not the –
That's how it starts.
Well, that's what I thought. And then the other one is Take Your Teddy Bear to Work Day.
Oh.
Which is good, except I don't have a teddy bear. I got a dog, but I don't think Levi would do well here at the station. In fact, if he was in here right now, he'd be kind of on the table looking at you through the glass going, what are you doing?
Bad dog.
Yeah, he's original. All right, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. Great job. Wonder Julie's fantastic. You always keep her in prayer as well. She's always got the busiest schedule ever. She gets up at 3, or she gets to work at 3 or something, and then she works till 3. That's a long, long day. I do want to mention today is Yom Kippur. For those that do not know, Yom Kippur is essentially in the Torah that states that Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement, the only time when the high priest could actually enter the Holy of Holies and call upon the name of the Lord and offer sacrifice for sins. I did want to talk about that in this first segment because it is important for us to understand, just so you can know what is going on. In the law, for those that do not understand what transitioned between the Old Testament and the New Testament, the law was broken up into three categories: ceremonial, civil, and moral. Those are the three categories that the law fell into in Leviticus and in Exodus and a little bit in Deuteronomy. What happened is when Jesus came, he fulfilled the ceremonial law. And then the civil law, which is kind of how we govern, that is supposed to be subject to the moral law. And so even if the civilization changes, you don't change the morality. In other words, murder is not good in any society, period, if it's murder. Now, it doesn't say the word kill, it says the word murder. Big difference between those two. Anyway, let's go back to the Day of Atonement. The Day of Atonement, known as Yom Kippur, most solemn holy day of all. It's in the tenth day of Tishri in the 7th month of the Hebrew calendar, for those that want to know. Before entering the tabernacle, Aaron had to bathe and put on special clothing, and then he had to sacrifice a bull for a sin offering for him and his family, and then eventually sprinkle the blood for the nation of Israel. I want you to understand what happened, though. Aaron would bring in two goats. One was sacrificed because of the uncleanness and the rebelliousness of the Israelites. And then the other goat, was used as a scapegoat. So Aaron would place his hands on the head of the goat, confess the sins of the nation, and release the goat into the wilderness. What's cool about that is that the goat was separated, representing the sins of the people, was separated from the people. And if you will remember in the framework of Scripture, it says that God would remove our transgressions as far as the east is from the west. Why is that important? I'll tell you why that's important. You know what there is? There's a North Pole. And no, Santa's not living there. But okay, if you want to have fun with it, that's fine. There's a South Pole, but there's no East Pole and there's no West Pole. In other words, east and west never touch ever. So when God said, I'm going to remove your sin as far as the east is from the west, there are two points that never touch. Well, what took place in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ is Jesus came to make the once-for-all sacrifice that was needed for cleansing ceremonious law, Hebrews 7:27, and Christ's sacrifice was sufficient for all the sins on all who would ever believe in him. And sin is both propitiated and it's also removed God's way through the sacrifice of Christ on the cross. So when we think of Yom Kippur, while in people that are Jewish in the Old Testament are thinking this is our yearly cleansing, as Christians, we look at this and think this is the sacrifice Jesus made for us so that our cleansing is not yearly, but once and for all done through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And here's the kicker, because I only got like a minute and a half, and I could spend an entire hour talking to you about this. Only once a year could the priest go into the actual presence of God to deal with sin. That is Yom Kippur in Leviticus 16, Leviticus 23, and Leviticus 27. Here's the other part. Now through Christ, Hebrews 10, 19 through 22 teaches us that we can access not once a year and not high priest, but if you believe in Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus covers you and you can access into the presence of God any time you want because of the new and living way that Christ provided by the sacrifice of his blood. So Yom Kippur, while for people who are still functioning in the Old Testament, is the most important holiday because it is the cleansing of sin. For us, it is a reminder that Jesus has made the new and living way for us to engage with God each and every moment of the day. Through his sacrifice, God has removed our sin as far as the east is from the west. So remember, neither of those points ever touch. South Pole, North Pole, no East Pole, no West Pole. So keep in mind this, God has separated those sins from you, and you can have uninterrupted fellowship and communion with God through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the once and final Lamb who shed his blood for us. So actually, it's really cool. The worst part about it is being Jewish, I use this holiday to get out of doing stuff. Okay, so my wife said, what are you doing tomorrow after the show? And I said, nothing. It's the high holiday. And she goes, you haven't used that in about 15 years. So I'm not going to the gym, and I'm going to blame it on the holiday. That seems reasonable. And if I eat a taco, it's unto the Lord. That's how I look at it. You think it'll fly? Probably not. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Just as I am. Fact, Medicare is a national health insurance program. Fact, Medicare can be confusing and doesn't always provide enough coverage for seniors' needs. The answer is the Benefit Link. This is a zero-cost service that helps seniors navigate their Medicare options by providing objective advice and personal support. Fact, for no cost, the Benefit Link has advocates available on a direct basis every day who are ready to help you. Call 972-BENEFIT. That's 972-BENEFIT. Or go to thebenefitlink.com. That's thebenefitlink.com. The Benefit Link is passionate about providing peace of mind. Fact, this is great for you, so act now.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
I did what most Christian men would do when they make a mistake. It's their fault. There's nothing but humiliation on your face, and you're trying to recover in the moment. And you know what I did? I blamed it on every possible unseen force except for myself.
You have chosen wisely.
So guess who knocked that crystal light on that white carpet? It was Satan, by golly. Well, it was at that moment.
because it certainly wasn't my fault. I didn't knock the crystal light all over. It was my glass. I did pour it. I did bring it to the table. And somehow fell on the carpet and spread everywhere. And by golly, I wasn't going to take the blame for it because that would be taking personal responsibility. Well, I'm not taking personal responsibility. After all, that $500 deposit we just had that we were hoping to get back when we move out is already down to $200. And it was dropping by the dollar as the stuff was spreading.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas.
If you want to.
Oh, I just knocked my pen over. That wasn't very good. If you want to, you can reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. That is the, what do you call that? That's an email. Okay, then the website, this is how bad it's getting, the website, davidspoonmedia.com. And then Facebook, David Spoon Media, and YouTube, David Spoon Media, and other stuff. How's that? Is that pretty good? Okay. I want to get into the trivia question, so now I got to find the piece of paper that has a trivia question that I moved because I was moving stuff around because, you know, sometimes I'm not that bright. Here is the trivia question for today. Let's see how people are feeling. I got two of them. Let's see how you're feeling. The one yesterday I think was a little tough, so we're going to go back to it. Later on, but here's the first trivia question. Pretty easy, pretty straightforward. The Bible in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "Cast not your pearls before." Cast not your pearls before. 972-445-0770. I do expect people to get that one right away. 972-445-0770. So I'm going to kind of mosey on. I do want to do our sponsorship for Jamie, so let's do that, and then we will mosey on into our next teaching. So I do want to talk to you about Jamie Blumenthal. I'm such a bad dancer. Jamie Blumenthal, along with Nancy, the owners of Retirement Strategies and Solutions. Their number, 800-287-1667, 800-287-1667. They own Retirement Strategies and Solutions, and they will help you retire the right way. And what you want to do is you want to go to, get this, retiretherightway.com. RetireTheRightWay.com. Their whole theory is to plan right, retire right, and retire the right way. If you're in that retirement situation, you want to keep your money safe, that's the way to go about it. Somebody who knows that keeping your money safe is the most important goal. And so there's nobody that can make the plans and say, oh, this will absolutely happen. We'll guarantee that this will happen because you don't know if the Lord's coming back sooner than you think. Got that. But in the meantime, you do the best that you can to do your best. RetireTheRightWay.com. Get in touch with Jamie. Tell him you heard it on the David Spoon Experience. Okay, once again, I'm going to drop in that question because I know people will get this. You are not supposed to, or we are not supposed to, or Jesus told us not to cast our pearls before. Let's stop right there. And then we already have somebody calling in, or somebody's already on the phone. I'm repeating the question. We got people calling in and answering. I need help. What do we got? We got somebody calling in. There's the ringer. Got two people calling. All right. Hi, this is David. Who am I talking to?
It's Race. How you doing?
Good, Ellis. How are you?
I'm doing good. Sunshine and smooth today.
All right, my friend. So give me that answer. What is it? The pearls before? Don't catch pearls before?
The swine.
That's the swine, right?
The swine.
That's
yeah.
right, sir. You know, it's so funny.
Hey,
go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But I wanted you to do, would you sometime think about, because you said a new topic, the Eastern Gate, there's talk that the Eastern Gate, the Muslims are finding dead bodies so that the high priest can't touch a dead body, that he can't come back through into the Eastern Gate when he returns. Would somebody expound on that?
Yes, I will. In fact, you know what? Do you have email access by chance?
Uh-huh.
Send davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Send me that email so that when I'm doing my rotations, I can pop that in there.
Okay.
If you do that, then
you.
I'll get to that, okay?
Okay, sir.
Thanks. You got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
See, this is a full participation show. People call in. They even have ideas for segments. I'm still waiting for somebody to come up with the idea of, Dave, we need you to test the 10 greatest pizza places in Texas. Where's that? I didn't get that one yet. Come on. You got to do anything. It's just, the show is wide open, folks. We do cover everything. We cover faith. We cover politics. We cover life. I did see that the Stars won in overtime. I was impressed, by the way. They look like, you know, I think they just had a rough start. They'll come back. They're a great team. So I have a lot of confidence. It's kind of cool because I love Detroit because I grew up there. But it's easy to adapt. And I just realized that today, guess what? Today is 23 months that we've been in Texas. So I'm almost to the point. I got one more month where I can say officially I'm no longer a rookie in Texas. I'm just a Texan. How about that? Somebody's probably going, not a chance, Dave. You're not a Texan. But I try. All right, let's get to it. I want to get right to this. This is a very short teach, and I want to get to it. It's really cool. Matthew 21, 18 through 22. You've heard it taught on 1,000 times. I just want to cover a small different angle. Early in the morning, as he was returning to the city, Jesus was hungry. Seeing a lone fig tree by the road, he went up to it and found nothing on it except leaves. And he said to it, "May no fruit ever come from you again." At once the fig tree withered. When the disciples saw it, they were amazed and said, "How did the fig tree wither so quickly?" Jesus answered them, "I assure you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but even if you tell this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, it will be done. And if you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer." So I have heard this, and you have heard this, and we have heard this taught on for years. I mean, that's my comment. For years, we've heard this taught on. And just so we can have the fun with it, you know, there are people that are teaching the fig tree. In the Bible, talks about the fig tree. It represents Israel. The answer to that is sometimes it represents Israel and sometimes it doesn't. Then the other answer is it represents the Garden of Eden because Adam and Eve tried to cover themselves with figs. Sometimes that could be true, and sometimes that could not be true. And then there's the other part. Remember, they did sew fig leaves for clothing when they realized they were naked. So that's why people make that connection. But there's this other part that's really important that you should also add in regarding the fig tree and what it represents. Ready? I want you to be ready. I want you to be prepared for this. Ready? It was a tree. Okay. It was a fig tree. That's it. In other words, there are times where we do want to add things in, and there's nothing wrong with seeing the connections, but just be careful. We don't know in this instance if this was I know there's people that teach prophetically, no, the fig tree has to be Israel. Well, no, it could be the Garden of Eden and them doing the fig trees, or it could be figs. It could be fig Newtons. I don't know. Here's the bottom line. The fig tree wasn't making Jesus happy. Got that part, and Jesus wasn't happy. And that's not good, okay? You don't want to make Jesus upset. Why would you do that? I mean, this is, I know you don't wake up in the morning going, I think I'll figure out a way to make Jesus upset. I know you don't do that. But he said something that's amazing, and especially here in Texas. Don't you guys say, isn't Texas the home of the Texas two-step? It's like the two-step dance. I'm pretty sure there's a two-step dance, I think. I don't know if that's right or wrong. So if it's not, you know, don't tell me there's a Texas four-step. I think there's a Texas two-step anyway. So I want to show you that Texas is not the only place that has a two-step, that Jesus showed you a two-step. He said this, I assure you, if you have faith and do not doubt, those are not the same. Did you hear me? Those are not the same. Not the same. If you have faith and do not doubt. So here's how you might want to look at it. And I understand that some commentators are, it's the same thing. No, it's not. Really, it's not. And we know it's not because of the guy that said to Jesus, I believe, help my unbelief. You know there's a tension that takes place in us, in our faith. It's a genuine tension because we'll offer something in prayer. We don't want to assume. We don't want to treat God like he's a genie or a Santa Claus, but we want to pray. We want to receive things. Sometimes we feel guilty or greedy or whatever it is that you're feeling. I'm not trying to identify that, but what I'm trying to give you is that there are two functionalities, two steps going on. It is having faith, and it is not doubting. And if you can see it this way, you will make a lot more progress in understanding why it only takes a mustard seed of faith to change things in life in the kingdom. Here's what happens. Having faith is kind of like a scale of 1 to 10. Okay? I have faith. I got a 1, 2, 3, all the way up to 10. You really got a lot of faith. Now, doubting is a negative scale, 1 to 10. So if you have 5 plus in your faith, but you have minus 5 in your doubting, you got 0 going on. You see that difference? There is a balancing there. And the problem I get concerned with myself, and if I'm concerned with it myself, then I think other Christians probably go through it too, is if we have faith and we have doubt, they kind of cancel each other out. Kind of a thwarting of the purpose. There's too many times that we have offered prayers to God with little to no expectation. That's the churchianity part. You offer the prayer, but you're doing it because you know you're supposed to, because you're going through the motions. That's not your faith. That's not the core of your faith. The core of your faith is believing that when God says, without faith, it's impossible to please him, for those who come to God must believe that he is, and a rewarder of those who seek him. He rewards faith. When instead of being Gomer Pyle in surprise, surprise, surprise when God answers, maybe we can have a little bit more anticipation and expectation. Does that make sense? I know it makes sense somewhere. At least it makes sense to me. All right, work with that. Two-step it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Snap, crackle, pop. That's not just an old cereal reference. That's the sound our bodies make when they're out of whack. Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, owner of the Specific Chiropractic Center in Richardson, is here to help. If you're experiencing pain from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, it's time for a checkup, a chiropractic checkup. Reach out to Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, for an evaluation. Less pain is a good thing. Are you suffering from a chronic condition that's not improving? You can call him at 972-454-9362. That's 972-454-9362. Or go directly to his website and schedule an appointment, drbrandonbrown.com. That's drbrandonbrown.com. If you tell him that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, you might even get a lollipop. It feels good to feel good. Connect with the chiropractic doctor extraordinaire, Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown. Go to drbrandonbrown.com. Get hope, get well, live well, get to feeling groovy again.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Here's what it says. The sure way to avoid criticism. To avoid criticism, the article says, say nothing, do nothing, be nothing.
That was said by a successful and innovative coach of the Philadelphia Flyers hockey team. Now, that's not the only reason I'm reading the article, not because it's just a hockey team coach thing, but here's what it says. Number one, say nothing and become the unwitting victim of everybody else's opinion or point of view. Two, do nothing and just watch life from the sidelines. Three, when our voices remain silent and our actions still, we are nothing.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Trade tensions, stock market volatility. You don't want to go down the wrong path on anything, but especially involving your retirement. Retirement Strategies and Solutions with Jamie Blumenthal puts you on the right path so you can plan right, and retire the right way. Call Jamie at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com for financial peace of mind, wisdom, and safety regarding your retirement. Are you getting older, retired, or retiring soon? Do you have an IRA or 401k? You want to make sure your retirement money is safe. Money in the stock market is unprotected from loss. Sake money or no-so money is protected. For a free copy of his book and a free get-together with no obligation, talk with Jamie. Call him at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. You want to reach us, davidspoonmedia at gmail.com. The website, davidspoonmedia.com. We want to be able to start giving away money again, so we need a little bit of financial help. If you want to help us do that, that'd be cool. Although it's kind of weird if you contribute to the ministry and then we're giving the money back to you. I don't know. I'm doing the best I can. davidspoonmedia.com and then the email davidspoonmedia at gmail.com. That is what I would encourage you to do. Let's get our next trivia question up. It's a good one. And you don't – remember, when you're answering trivia, you don't have to go on the air. But if you're going to call and drop that on Wonder Julie, you got to be patient and give her – you know what I'm saying? Because she's – her job's not to transfer your info. Her job is to make sure the show's running. So don't, you know, try to be, you know, if you call and you're really afraid of going on the air, you know, you can tell her that. But I promise I won't bite you. Well, I didn't have lunch yet, so maybe I'll make that a semi-promise. How about that? Here is the next trivia question. What books in the Bible are considered the Torah? Oh, you thought I was going to come in with something easy. Uh-uh. What books are considered the Torah in the Bible? How about that? Our number, 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. What books are considered? I might not even get through this because somebody's already there, ready. I think somebody's hungry. I think we got an answer already. All right. I guess we do. Here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to? Uh-oh. We're getting a lot of feedback. So if you've got your radio on, you got to turn it off. Okay. I don't think I can. Can we get that? Let's see. Try that again. Hello? Hello? All right. We'll have to give that a roll. It's okay. So what's happening is Wonder Julie is saying, hey, you get feedback. See, what happens when people call in, you want to hear yourself on the radio, which is cool. But you can always hear yourself on the radio by going to one of our podcasts. You can hear the exact same thing. The problem is if you have a radio on while you're on the radio, it does a feedback loop. And it sounds like you're calling from a spaceship. And then nobody can hear you, and I can't hear you. And if nobody can hear you and I can't hear you, then nobody can hear you. So, all right, I'm going to press forward, and I think they're probably just sharing because they are going to just communicate it with Wonder Julie, and I'll give her a chance to interrupt me in a second. Here is something that is going to come up that we have not discussed yet, and that is Spoon Speak. Spoon speak. So did that person, were they just feedback looping?
It was Sam and he was driving. I told him it sounds like you're flying a plane.
It did sound like that. It wasn't me, right? It did sound like he was at like a little
When I used
plane.
To be in airborne traffic, they'd always say, shut your window.
Okay.
He said there was five.
Yes.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, number, and Deuteronomy.
That is correct. That is right. Good job, Sam. It did sound that way, though.
It did.
God bless it. It sounded like I was just waiting for somebody to go, next jumper, for a parachute.
He was in a 172 Cessna, I think.
That's hilarious. All right. Good job, Sam. Excellent work. All right. Here we go. This new segment is called Spoon Speak. We don't have a sound for it yet, but we're going to work on a sound. Maybe like a yada, yada, yada. Did you come up? You didn't come up with it. I'll just say it. Yada, yada, yada. Okay. Here we go. Here we go. That's as best as I can do. Whatever is that? Is it? We can do it in cut. Yada yada yada.
Blah blah blah.
Oh, that's good. Blah 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 blah. That's what my wife says when I talk. She goes blah blah blah. Nobody can do that better than she can. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 16 says this: From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love. As each part does its work. Okay? Let's just slow down. All right. Spoon Speak, by the way, is a mini sermon on a mini sermon, if you're trying to figure out what it is. It's blah, blah, blah. Ephesians 4:16. Let's hear it again. From him, the whole body. How much of the body? The whole body. Joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love, so we're talking about growing and building up in love, as each part does its work. There is no professional ministry in the Bible. There are ministers who make their living, but it is not a profession the way that society has tried to capture it. There's no professional ministry. There's just ministry. And every person who names Jesus as Lord and Savior has something to contribute, period. Remember, that scripture says, as each part, not as one part, but as each part. So the question, just straightforward, is, what is your part? And the answer is six. Okay, whoops, that's wrong. Okay, the answer is, I don't know what the Lord wants you to do. That's the answer. I don't know. I cannot give you that answer. But I know he wants you to do something. Because each part has work. Now, it could be something like interceding. We've mentioned this before. It could be just attending a group where your presence helps the group feel fortified. It could be worship. It could be teaching. It could be instructions. It could be learning. It could be discipleship. It could be giving. It could be loving. It could be ministering to the poor. It could be praying to the poor. It could be a whole new ministry where every time you see somebody and you open up kind of your radar by saying, I want to be sensitive to the Lord, and you see somebody and it just looks like they're really down or really discouraged, that you just pray that the joy of the Lord will touch their lives. It could be anything like that, but there's something, because any person that has named Jesus Christ as Lord is qualified as a each part. So when it says it grows and the body, not individual body, but the collective body, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work, that's you. You have a part. And you're a part of that. You know, some people are blessed financially and it is their ministry to give. And you might think, oh, that's what I want. I want to have lots of money and never have to worry about money and give. But you know, here's the thing that you learn as you grow up in the Lord, and that is your trial, as bad for you, is as bad. Everybody's badness or toughness in their trial is the same. Everybody's, in the sense of, it's as bad for me. When you go through a trial, I might laugh and go, oh, I could get through that easy. But it's just as hard on you as it is my trial is on me. I'm just as blessed as you're blessed as me in when you're doing things for the kingdom of God. We're all sharing this together. I think there's kind of a thought that there's a general inequality, and it's not a general inequality to the trials or the blessings. It's a general inequality to how many of us are really presenting ourselves to the Lord or not, or if he's just an afterthought. And those people who are functioning like he's an afterthought aren't getting as much connection into the kingdom. That's a reality. You see, God gave you something to give to others. That's the truth. What that is, I cannot identify. What God gave you to do, it could be the very job you're in with a better attitude. It could be being thankful. It could be anything. But he didn't give you nothing to do. And so all I'm asking people to do is pray and ask God to guide you in whatever capacity of serving or contributing you should operate in at your church, at your fellowship, at your group, at your work, whatever that might be. It might just be as a member of the family. Maybe the Lord has called you to always speak encouraging words in social media. I don't know. I cannot speak for God in that capacity. I can represent God and what he has to say on other things, but his individual assignments, well, that's for an individual. There are many opportunities for serving all over the world. And if you'd like to serve but are at a loss as to know what to do, I encourage you to talk to somebody who knows you and say, you know, I was thinking of, you know, committing like an hour a week or an hour every other day or 15 minutes here, or 30 minutes here. What do you think I could, you know, is good for me? And that's only if you don't know. And I'd also like to encourage you to do something else, which is really important because we only got like 2 minutes here and I want to make sure you get this down. I want to encourage you to present yourself to the Lord every morning in order to be used by him. I know a lot of people can do devotions at night. And so I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about devotions or anything like that. And I'm not talking about the church. I'm talking about every day in life, take 10 seconds and say, here am I. Use me. Just that simple thing. If you offer yourself every day, you got to remember it's a partnership thing. And God loves that partnership part. He loves that engagement with you. And you don't have to be a professional anything or a perfect anything. I wish people would stop doing that. I mean, I can tell you right now, as a pastor, I'd get tossed. As a Bible professor, I'd get written up probably every other day. All these different things. So I'm doing radio. This is what I can do. This is the only thing I can contain in. I have no idea what it's going to be in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. I know in 50 years what's going to be. I'm going to be dancing on the streets of gold. But here's the bottom line. You don't know. So start every day and just say, here am I. Use me. Here am I, use me. And the Lord will do that. I mean, isn't that cool? That's cool. All right. I think that's it. I think we can cover it on that one. Ladies and gentlemen, are we good? We're good? All right. You've been listening to the David Smooth Experience. Going to take a short break, of course. And right here on KAAM 770 Christian Station. Short break, and we're coming back with the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interest. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
Because if there is no resurrection, there is no eternal being. Do you understand? It's not like we all do an osmosis and become part of some gaseous cloud that hangs around Jupiter, and that's how we get one with the universe. That's rubbish. Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and 3 days later was raised from the dead. And every single book in the New Testament testifies to that fact.
The David Spoon Experience.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has 3 children and almost 5 grandchildren. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations, and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
On Christ the Solid Rock, I stand.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Livinginhisgrip.com is where that music comes from. You're welcome to download it for free. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. I had a really good joke, and I ripped up the piece of paper and threw it out. I'm going in for my psych eval after this show, or I'm going to a fast food place, one of the two. Let's get into our next subject. I can tell you right now, this is a subject that has a lot of controversy that swirls around it. I'm not convinced, and you'll have to bear with me, and some of you are going to have to forgive me. You're going to be like, I can't believe Dave said that. But I'm going to take kind of a different tact altogether in regards to the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. There is not often times where people have heard the phrase blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. Mark chapter 3 will be the chapter that we're dealing with, and there's almost every time you hear somebody say that, somebody turns their head. There seems to be a deep element in there because it is the one sin that we understand is not under the redeemable package. It's the only sin that Jesus mentions that is like, you're not going to be forgiven in this life or in the next. It's like, wow. So people have a high response to that, and they should have a high response. That is a very serious and very deeply profound moment that Jesus is talking about. My problem is how it is used in the church when it didn't have anything to do with the establishment of the church when Jesus taught it. So you'll notice that from me and from my point of view, I'm a bit more of a defender of the church. I think there's a lot of things wrong with the church. I think there's a lot of legalisms. Then I think there's a lot of licentiousness. So you got legalisms on one hand, where each church has its own new set of Ten Commandments. And then you got licentiousness on the other hand, which is where people are like allowing sin, not caring, don't care. It's all fine. It's all by grace. Don't worry. And they go so far in grace, they make grace greasy, which is where we get the phrase greasy grace. And you got to have a balance. I mean, you can't go and say yes to Jesus and go sin your brains out and consider yourself a Christian, because it shows that your passion or love for Jesus is limited, and it's certainly less than the love you have for yourself. Okay? It's one thing to go through these things and struggle. It's another thing to do it blatantly. In Mark chapter 3, verse 28 through 30, Jesus said something in regards to the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. Said this: I assure you, people will be forgiven all sins and whatever blasphemies they may blaspheme. Let me just stop right there. To blaspheme is to speak evil of. That's the most direct Greek translation. Some people say it's curse, and that may be correct, but it is best understood, because cursing in our day and age doesn't have that same notation, it is best understood as speaking evil. Verse 29, but whoever blasphemies against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. Verse 30, because they were saying Jesus has an unclean spirit. So what has happened is, this is a very serious element, and people that speak or that operate close to this blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, there, it's bad news. But pastors and teachers and theologians who sit there and say, oh, well, you don't like, this group, or you don't like this group, you're blaspheming the Holy Spirit. The context, and most of the time, by the way, it comes from authoritative teachers and pastors, which is the problem right there. Because they don't even recognize their sub-shepherds. There's only one chief shepherd in all the world. Okay, in all the universe. And so here Jesus says to the Pharisees, not the church, he says, you are right at the border of being guilty of the sin of blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because Jesus himself was doing miraculous work, and Jesus' work himself, the Pharisees were calling demonic. Now, I'm not trying to offend you when I say this, but most of you are not Jesus. Okay, none of you are Jesus. And you're not so pure that every operation you have is perfect. And so you have to understand that this is Jesus telling these guys, you are at the border right here because you're saying what I'm doing is of Satan when it is truly the heart of God. You have to recognize the context, who he's talking to, what's going on. So there are Christians out there that are wondering, gee, did I ever commit blasphemy of the Holy Spirit? I can tell you right now, if you're wondering, you didn't. Well, how could you possibly say that? Because nobody who has blasphemed the Holy Spirit and is removed from the realm of forgiveness, nobody cares. If you blaspheme the Holy Spirit and you have rejected Jesus Christ and you don't like God, you could care less. But if you care, it does matter. If you made a wrong judgment, there's forgiveness, unless you don't have an unrepented heart, which if you're concerned about it, you have a repentant heart. In other words, you're like going, I hope I didn't do this. Well, if you say that, you have a repentant heart. You have a heart that is like there. But my warning to the church would be a little different. I would say we should not be too careful or too – no, sorry. We should not be too quick – we should be more careful to evaluate the source of something as not God when we don't always know. That's my warning. My warning would be the place that you get into murky water is saying, well, God didn't do that when you don't know. There's people that have had, now we're talking 2,000 years. Actually, you're talking 3,500 years. I mean, remember, God used a donkey to rebuke a prophet. So pretty much everything is open, in case you haven't figured that out. And in fact, on a donkey, God knocked Saul down on the ground and spoke to him. Not a lot of free will there, no matter what you say. So here's the, a couple of different elements there. And that is, if God is doing something in somebody else's life that he's not doing in your life in the sense of trying to get that person to come to him or respond to him, that's up to God. It's not our job to be the Holy Spirit. It's our job to be used by the Holy Spirit. And so I think of that, and just being a not a great church history guy, but a little bit of church history guy, you have to understand that some of the weirdest things happened in the beginning of some of the most some of the most restricted movements. So let me say, for those that have never heard of this, have you ever heard of the Bark or the Bend? You're probably going, what are you talking about? The Methodist Church, when it first started out, people were touched by the Spirit of God, and they would bark, and it almost sounded like a dog. Or they would bend forwards and bend backwards. This is history. It's not my history. I didn't write this. I can just read. And you're thinking, well, look at the Methodist Church now. It looks like it's in a different place in many of the elements that it functions in. And just for those that don't know, I was a pastor at a Methodist church, so I have a little more free Methodist, by the way, to talk about it. And my point is, if it starts off goofy or goofier, that doesn't mean it wasn't the Lord, right? And the problem there is that we want to be careful defining this is God, this isn't God. Look, the Lord's not going to put you through what you can't comprehend unless he decides to. And then he won't ask your permission. He'll just do it. The blasphemous part, you don't have to worry about if in your heart you're like, I hope I never do that, or I hope I've never done that. People that blaspheme don't care. People that care didn't blaspheme. Don't you? That's the key. They were calling Jesus' work, specifically from the Messiah, demonic. You got to go a long way to do that. You get that? All right. My point in bringing that up is not to treat blasphemy of the Spirit as in a disrespectful way, but you have to understand it should not be used against other Christians to try and keep them in line. And that's what many ministries have done. And that's wrong. It's just a wrong spirit, wrong way to approach it. Okay? What you want to do is tell the Lord, hey, sorry if I've ever quench the Holy Spirit, and tell the Holy Spirit, I'm sorry if I've grieved you. That's make sad, by the way. You don't make sad a power. You make sad a person, right? And remember 2 Corinthians 13:14, fellowship with the Holy Spirit. He is your counselor, so remember that part of it. You don't have to get a wacky. Just remember that. All right, so that's the show. Wow, I had fun. It was great. I love you guys. Great job. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. 23-hour break, expository teaching tomorrow. God bless you. Have a great day.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.